Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Are we live?
We're live. Okay.
All right. This is Lewis Parker the Fourth. We're just glad to have our panelist, Brother Parker Jr. Are you on?
Yes.
Brother Jones, Brother Williams, y'all on?
Brother Williams from the Par Edition Congregation in Warden. I don't know if Brother Johnson's on, but I'm on.
Okay, all right. Well, it's just a blessing to have our men servant on this evening. And just so blessed to have, be able to have men servant who stand flat-footed and preach the word of God. We want to thank our panelist, Brother Parker Jr., for being on the panel, and also Brother Williams from the Par Edition Congregation. I'm Brother Lewis Parker the Fourth from the Darien Loop Congregation. And we're just blessed to be here on this evening on this internet broadcast. One of the things about this program is that it's designed to, number one, preach the word of God, to spread the gospel, to evangelize, but also, number two, anyone who have Bible questions and Bible questions, you could call in and we could give you Bible answers for your Bible questions. So that's the blessing about this program. So we want our callers to know that if you have a question, just press 1 and we'll get to you. We want to thank our administrator, Brother Brian Brown. If you press 1, he'll get to you and send you on through. So we're going to pause for a word of prayer, then we'll turn it over to Brother Parker Jr. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we approach your throne of grace in Jesus' name. Thank you for this day, for being so good, Father, and for the opportunity to be yours and to preach your word, Father. We just pray that you'll give us the strength necessary to keep on preaching your word to a dying and perishing generation. Lord, we pray for your people everywhere, your men servant, your congregation, your saints, Father, all over the world, Lord. And we pray specifically also for those who are being persecuted, Father, for those who are being arrested, drugged to jail, killed just for trying to do things in your name, Father. We pray for this country as well, that we continue to do what is right, and that our leaders will lead following you, Father. Heavenly Father, just bless this program, bless your people everywhere, and bless your men serving tonight, Brother Parker Jr., Brother Williams, and bless them to continue to preach your word, Father. And we thank you so much for you, for your son, and for your spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, and thank you for men serving everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray, oh Lord.
Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. And we'll turn it over to Parker Jr., Brother Parker Jr., a minister who's been preaching for a mighty long time on the gospel field, battlefield of Jesus Christ. We'll turn it over to him.
Amen. It's a blessing to be here this evening, and we hope, trust, and pray that we have other listeners. Also, if you just want to say something, press button number 1. You may not have a question. You might have something you need to tell us, because we need to know what all is going on around on this earth right now. I want you to open up your Bible with your basic instructions before leaving earth. These are, and let's look at the instructions that were given unto us to fight, keep fighting the good fight of faith. Romans chapter 1. We want to start at verse number 14. This has really had me up nights and everything else now, because this nation is now the new Sodom and Gomorrah. And we, I don't know why we decided to choose to be so wicked, down, and so dirty as a nation. And the other nation that was like that, God burned them all planted. Sodom and Gomorrah. Now notice what's happening. Paul explained for even us today to grasp this teaching in Romans 1. He started at verse 14. I am better both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Listen, preachers, we are in debt to tell the wise, the unwise, the better than everybody else. We have to tell them the word and the truth now. Verse 15.
Amen.
So listen in the ear. I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17. For there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The wrath of God, verse 18, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Hey, just think about America now. As a child, I grew up in a wonderful country, one nation, under God, invisible, with liberty and justice for all. Even though I had relatives that were slaves, we overcame. Because the statement meant something to people in America. One nation that's under God. And then we had a pledge. And they took it out of the schools now, pledge allegiance, you know, to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have men and women too in our services, our Army, Navy, Marines, all. They're in there and they go and fight and die for this flag and for this country. Now, preacher, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. We got too many of these preachers out here that's not in the Bible, teaching that worldly doctrine, that hellacious stuff, only for money and honey. That's all that they're in it for. And then when our guys go to the services, they go and give their life. Look at World War II. My father fought in World War II. Shot down the last airplane that was in World War II. Now listen here. You had thousands and thousands of soldiers of different ranks of the service and different services, Army, Navy, Marines, and all, that were dying for this country. They gave their life for this country. And now look at us now. We got a bunch of clowns in our political arena now. And I need to bring this up because it was on my heart and been on my heart. The first black president, Abraham Lincoln, he united the United States. He brought it back together. He saved it. And for the righteousness he did, he was assassinated as well. You know, if you look at the history of the presidents, the ones that were assassinated, they were trying to do the right thing. And they were killed for bringing that into place because they don't want it. Now, we have the presidents in it that's in there now. Barack Obama. Nothing but the devil. He has embraced satanic teachings and beliefs. Never said a word. What the Supreme Court said, a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. But not only that, he has put the stamp of total destruction upon America right now. When he said that if they're going to have transgender bathrooms in all the school districts in America, or they won't receive funding, from what I understand, if talking about it now in Congress and place, that they won't get funding from the government. He is the second black president who is destroying America. He went along with it. He didn't say, I didn't hear anybody say too much. Now, preachers, some of the worldly preachers and some of the preachers out here are saying and preaching and teaching against same-sex marriage and all that. But he never said a word against it. And now he has put the stamp of approval of total destruction of America. Now, you think about this. Think about this, parent. Regardless of whether you're a Christian or not, think about this. Your child going from the first grade to the 12th grade in a school that has transgender bathrooms. Boys going into girls' bathrooms, girls going into boys' guys. I just think that I'm a girl and all that. You know what they're doing? He has put the initiation on total destruction. The new Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, you see, we got to go back and look at Sodom and Gomorrah. When Sodom and Gomorrah, when God sent two male angels, they weren't dressed like women or nothing like that. They were two men angels. They knew that they were men angels that went there. All of the old men and all of the young men from all parts of the city came there to rape those angels. Don't you know that's been starting in America? If you're a straight guy now, you better try to go and get you the right to pack your pistol and use it. Happen openly. You need to do something because, see, you will get raped. I remember when I was I'm still with the Coalition for Religious Freedom moving around the world under Ronald Reagan. They told us in Washington, D.C., that look, when you go to some cities and they got all them men dressed like women and carrying on, they say, get on the other side of the road or get out of the town, one or the other. People don't understand this. Look at your book. When two male angels went to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah to take Lot and his family out to save them, all the old men and young men came there to rape. The Bible says no in the King James Version. No, that means rape those two angels. So if you're a straight man, now you got to start watching it now. And the president has put the initiation on this becoming a total hell hole, Satan's hole. Used to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What do you mean under God? Under the authority and acknowledgement of God. Everybody was not members of the church in the Bible, but they acknowledged and praised God. I remember when any good thing happened in America, you had all kind of praises over the television and radios of what good that was because it was a good thing to have been done. Now look at us now. We're headed to hell in a handbasket. Now listen, Church of Christ members and preachers, let's keep it straight. Let's keep preaching it, whether you want to hear it or not hear it. Whether you want to obey or not obey it, preach that word to this wicked generation that we've just opened up here in America. Just like Paul said, he wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now you know what's happening to America. Look at the patterns and everything. God is warning us. He's showing that upon us now because of our ungodliness and unrighteousness. He's letting it be known through nature and other things that are happening on planet Earth now. We need to change our mind and do right now. Now he's going to always take care of his own true believers. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power, his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We are without excuse, America.
Amen.
Talking about a man can have a man, woman can have a man, woman, all that kind of foolishness, and now all the schools got their prints. You're going to bring a child up. If your child in the first grade and graduated 12th grade, you got nothing but a some kind of lesbian or a homosexual male. Totally. That's what I mean. How are you going to say that, preacher? Look, I used to substitute. At this particular school I substitute, I was on the second floor. I was teaching a class up there. And a bunch of kids ran to the room and got me and said, come on, Dr. Walker, come on, wait, you kids, watch what's going on. The boys were in their They had one girl. It was about 60 boys in there having sex with that one girl. And then they came to find out, if they looked a little closer upstairs there, they had knocked a hole in the top of the school on the second floor. Knocked it, and they'd be in there partying and having sex and everything, and men with men, boys with boys, and girls with girls, and then boys and girls doing whatever they wanted to do. Don't tell me that. I don't understand this. Now, if you put those signs up there, transgender, sex, you might have, I don't know how many bathrooms are going to have, but they got to put the sign up there. And then you got kids going to school. Here's a boy thinking he's a girl, and here's a girl thinking she's a boy. And they go in there in the room, and then you got boys and girls going in there together, and it's just saying and lying and having sex one with another. President Barack Obama. Second black president of the United States has set it in order to be destroyed. During his administration, the Supreme Court said, look here, man, you can marry a man, and they don't have to be in your state to get married. You might not want it in your state, but they can go to another state and get married and come back to your state, and you can't do nothing to them. All they're doing is spreading that foolishness, like in Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's where we are in America right now. It just hurt me to see what Barack Obama has done and accepted and didn't say a word against it. Embracing this wickedness. I want to know, are you truly an American, Barack? I know your family's out of North Africa. All of you, it's hundreds of them over there. And we need to know something. Every great nation that ever embraced wickedness were destroyed. And now we have embraced it and get ready to fall. Because in verse 21 of Romans 1, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were faithful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. Verse 22 of Romans number 1. Listen, America, we have now become fools. We thought they were so smart and everything. We're not going to go in. We can't go up now. We got to go out. But listen, members of the body of Christ, Church of Christ, you get to preaching that doctrine straight up. God has always taken care of his own. In the midst of total hell, he has taken care of his own.
Yes.
Notice when Jesus is going to come back. When Jesus comes back, those that are righteous are going to be caught up in the air with him. But those that have been living hellistic lives are going to be running into rocks and in the dens of the mountains saying, fall on us, hide us from him that sit upon the throne. For the great day of the wrath of the Lamb is come, and who shall be able to stand? None of y'all down on earth running around here trying to die or kill yourself. You see, right now, America is fixing to get into total hellistic state. It's fixing to go down. And the enemy is in the camp, clapping their hands and rejoicing. Why do you think all these foreign churches over here now, building buildings everywhere? Amen. We got to know that the enemy is here. And he might be one of them in the White House right now. I don't know, because he said he was not a Muslim, but his family is all almost Muslim, and he never came. Somebody, a guy told me just the other day that some preacher in Chicago, somewhere where he used to go over there, professed that he was a Christian. No, you can say you're a Christian. You can say anything and be the devil. Amen? You can be the devil. Professing themselves to be one. And change the glory of God as an uncorruptible God into an image like made to uncorruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and to creeping things. Verse 24. Now notice it. God is going to do this to us now. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this one, verse 26, God gave them up unto vile affections. But even the women, they changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And that one also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their lust, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, is meant to be. You remember when AIDS started? I used to preach this all the time when AIDS started.
Yeah.
Men with men. Amen?
You see, look at us now. God's will.
It's against God's will. And look at us now, how God is bringing us down and letting us go down. Because we embrace all of this wickedness and hellacious state that we're in. And with the president putting a seal of approval on children in the school, he got to get right. My prayer is that God don't let him be able to do it before we get out of there. To put somebody in office that's against all that kind of foolishness. And Trump sound like the one who probably say anything. He don't tell him, but that'd be good. We got to change. We need to repent. And even as they did not lack to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
Yes,
to do those things which are not convenient. Now notice this. Look at them. We got some reprobated minds in America. Americans have become reprobated minds. Verse 29. When they get reprobated, look what's happening. Look at what's happening. When you look at the TV and the news and everything and read your newspaper, you see what's happening. Being filled with all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
Fornication. Wickedness. Covetousness. Maliciousness. Full of envy. Murder. Debate. Deceit. Malignity. Whisperers. Backbiters. Haters of God. Despiteful. Proud.
Yes.
Boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure and them that do them. Look at what has happened to this country now. It's totally outrageous. Now, the only good life that you can have on planet United States of America is being a member of the body of Christ and living the life that Christ has commanded you to live.
Amen.
You come to Christ by hearing his word, believing the same, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, and being buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all of your old past sins. Rise up out of the water in new creation in Christ Jesus, walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Hey, I just feel so bad for this country.
Yes.
Studying the Bible, working with the church, for years and years, and I never thought this evening was going to come to America. We need to pray about it.
Yes.
We need to pray about it. Is this Brother Williams on now or Brother Johnson?
Brother Williams is on the line with you. Brother Johnson's on
Brother
the line with you.
Yes, he's on the line with him?
Yeah, I'm
Brother Johnson's
ready.
On us too.
Okay, I'm through now.
You,
okay.
All right. Well, you know, Brother Parker, I want to commend you for your virtuous vehemence against what God condones. The homosexual relationships are an abomination. What men don't understand is that when we go and we start trying to change and call ourselves trying to do something to improve. We call ourselves improving on what God has done. We are headed for hell and destruction because we are really messing it up. You see, we've got a political society in this country that has said and has stated categorically that any kind of sexual morality, immorality that man wants to do, we're going to find a place for it. You got whoremongering and shacking up and fornication.
Yeah.
We're going to legalize fornication in this country. A man and a woman don't have to go get a marriage license. They don't have to stand before witnesses and before God and take vows. They just start living together. And they put it out that we are man and wife and we living together, and that constitutes marriage in the sight of man. But I say God instituted marriage. God set the laws and the precedents up for marriage, and man has no right to change God's law. But what man has done, he has done exactly what the men that Paul referred to in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 3. Man has gone about to establish his own statutes of righteousness, and he has ignored, he has refused the righteousness of God. That's why we have a nation that is approving and is going along with the abomination of homosexual lifestyle. You know, it's a shame before God, but as ministers of Christ, as men of God, we must continue to warn men. We must continue to teach the church. We must continue to stand up against that kind of thing in our faith and in our life. And I don't have any sympathy for that. You got these guys walking around talking about, I'm a girl with a man's body. I was born in a man's body, but I'm actually a woman. Because the question is, who's wrong? Where did the mistake happen?
Amen.
I talked to one. I had a young man who called me. He was dialing numbers randomly. He called me one day, and he started talking all that foolishness. I said, hey, man, you have a very bad problem. He says, I was born this way. I said, you were not born that way. You developed that psychology and that social behavior as a result of growing up in a society and learning about that. You weren't born a man, a woman in a man's body. God doesn't do stuff like that. The Bible says God created male and female. God didn't create sissies, and he didn't create all twisted up. God does not destroy or ruin or twist nature. That's in your mind, and you need to get your mind straight now. You know, our society has decided for political and economic reasons that we want to accept and endorse the homosexual and even the immoral, the immoral lifestyle. All for reason. The reason they came up with common law marriage is because of money. The law wants to be able to hold people responsible. They don't want the girls to have the baby, and the daddy ain't got no responsibility. But when you, what they do is they gonna live together. So after 6 months, if you together 6 months, then they gonna be subject to the law of the state. If you decide you want to leave each other, child support going to come in and all kind of stuff. Let me tell you something. You can't legislate morality. That's not going to make people be responsible for what they've done. If they're going to be irresponsible, they're going to be irresponsible. But we have a nation that has a humane consideration and that we don't want to see people suffer, so we have a welfare system. That welfare system will continually be abused by people who have no morality and no mind of a sense of morality toward God. See, when we're trying to run away from God and do what we want to do, we're going to get in all kind of trouble. And President Obama, for all the good that he is trying to do, he has really turned about face when it comes to the moral precedents that we have to accept and we should accept in life whether we're in America or not. God, if you're going to serve God, if you're going to be obedient to God, if you're going to acknowledge God, we have to be sincere and we have to be honest with God and we have to declare what God has declared wrong. We have to declare it wrong.
But yes.
Unfortunately, in this nation, we got a nation where we have decided that it's all right to live in these immoral and sinful and abominable lifestyles. But the Bible says that the nation that forget God is going to be in real bad trouble. It's going to hell.
Amen.
The nation that forget God is hell-bound. As Christians in this nation, as Christians in the world, we must continually stand up for what God has said. We may be ridiculed for it. We're going to be persecuted for it. We're going to be abused for it. But if we don't stand up for what's right, then we are denying Jesus Christ. We're denying God and the Word.
Amen.
I encourage everyone who is a Christian to refuse to acknowledge and accept the social norms that are being forced on us as a civil nation, to refuse to accept those things in your heart of faith and to not have any fellowship with them. Brethren, we can't afford to have fellowship with all of this foolishness. It's abominable.
Amen.
God hates it. We have to hate sin just like God hates sin. People say, well, y'all just judging. No, we're hating the sin. God has already judged. We just read it in Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. The wrath of God is already revealed. Men know what they know what's wrong, Brother Johnson. They know they're not living right. They got good sense. Men know that God doesn't approve of these things. That's why they fear the truth. The truth, as Brother Horace Robin often says, has nothing to fear. But when people know the truth and you put the truth on them, they fear that. It causes them pain. Whenever we as Christians live a faithful, moral, and godly life, we are judging the unrighteous, the ungodly, and the abominable. They can't stand to be in our company and to be around us because we represent the righteousness of God. Brethren, we got to keep standing on that stand. I don't care if the state legislates laws that say it's all right to live immoral. We must live moralizing. We must preach and stand for morality and righteousness in our lives as Christians, in our society.
Amen.
You know, and you know, it's important. We don't have to go to a whole lot of scriptures on this. Everything that we're talking about is right here in Romans. It's a spiritual ill. Do you know that homosexuality, lesbianism, all this common law marriage, all of these things are the mind of men, and they are designed by the influence of Satan to destroy the basic unit of the home that God established in the beginning.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Like Jesus. In the beginning, it wasn't so. And God is still disapproving. God has not changed. Man
Amen.
Has changed because he's following the lust of his own mind, the lust of his flesh. But God hadn't changed.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was not so. What was it in the beginning? Male and female.
Amen.
He created male and female.
Amen.
Genesis
Amen.
Chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, and Genesis chapter 3. God is talking about male and female. That's the way he created
Amen.
It. He created the woman for the man, not the woman
Amen.
For the woman. He didn't create the man for the man. He created the woman for the man. If we would follow God's will, we wouldn't have many problems, but now we have social ills. And as Brother Parker mentioned in his commentary, when we think about it, we're going to have public areas, public schools, public places, public restaurants, and we're going to have to have accommodations now to meet. We have to have accommodations to meet this government criterion of accepting all of this transgender and transsexual and homosexual and all this foolishness that men want to do. It is a shame before God. And we as ministers must continue to speak out against it. We gotta speak to our neighbors. I see folk. I have walked around and saw folk. I've lived in a community. I live in a building right now, an apartment building. There are folk like that who come here. And I'll let them know under no uncertain terms, do I accept your presence or accept your lifestyle? I stand for them. But you know what? They know what I stand for, and a lot of them been told before they get here, watch out for Brother William. Okay?
Yeah.
You avoid him. Because, Brother, I'm not going to avoid going and doing what I need to do. I'm not going to go out of my way, and I'm not going to tolerate foolishness. And if you have anything to say to me, I will admonish you and rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We got to stay with the word, brethren. God says it right here. You know, men leaving the natural use of the woman and lusting after men. God hates it. And as Christians, we got to hate it. Women, too.
Amen.
They leaving the natural use of the man and lusting after women. God hates that. The Bible is right. The Bible has always been the Bible. And one thing we know, the word of God is never going to change. We must change our lives to conform to the word of God. It's not going to change. Brethren, we can't stop preaching it. We can't change our preaching. We got brethren now down to preach all this social gospel. They want to preach this gospel of inclusion. That's a denominational, that is a ungodly, that is a demonic doctrine. This doctrine of inclusion. We want to include and accept everything that come along that man want to do. Why?
Amen.
For some money. We want money and prestige. We want a huge mega congregation that we want to be able to collect a whole lot of money and the preacher get paid plenty of money to do his job, and all he want to do is teach people and lead them straight to hell. We are serving money and not serving God. But the Bible talks about that. Love not the world. 1 John. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And these are not the love of God, and they are the love of the world. We got to learn that. We can't love the things in the world. We can't be in love with folks in the world who are abomination in the presence of God.
Amen.
And brethren, we have a right and a responsibility by the authority of God to determine and to call what is ungodly ungodly. We've got the scriptures to tell us. It tells you right here in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. It tells you right here. God has already judged. All we're doing, we're not judging Brother Johnson. We're not judging Brother Parker. All we're doing is passing the judgment of God to the men who fall subject to it. We're not doing the judging.
Amen.
God has judged. But, brethren, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to stand up for us right. You're going to get talked about. You're going to get reproached. You might even get hurt. Talking about the gospel and the truth of God's word. But we got to stand on it. Jesus died on the cross so that every man might have a right to eternal life, that men may be able to come out of their sins and see the true righteousness of God and receive God's favor. But men are refusing that. They don't want the Bible. They don't want God and his will. They want to do what they want to do. And you know what? Unfortunately, we have too many Christians, so-called, members of the Church of Christ, so-called, who are embracing these things and who are taking these attitudes of wanting to do what they want to do. And I'm going to tell you, it ain't just average members. You got preachers and elders and deacons and teachers and leaders of the church all getting attitudes of, I want to do what I want to do. I want to do it my way. We are no better than those who abjectly refuse the word of God. We're no better when we try to hide ourselves under the cloak of God's righteousness, yet we want to have our way and do things that we know are contrary to the will of God. God hates the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. But we got brethren that tell you, well, you know, you can't be humble because people will run over you. Well, I don't understand. I believe that God is my shield and my protector. Yeah. And if God said be humble and he will fight my battle, then I'm not trying to fight it myself. You got some folks in the church talking about we're going to fight fire with fire. That doesn't even make wise sense in the world. You don't see the fire going to a fire trying to kill it with fire. They take water.
Amen.
God's word is water over ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. It's the water. That's why we need to get to the water. The water of baptism is the solution. Only through the water of baptism and our obedience through faith can our sins be removed. God doesn't want man to live in sin. Man wants to live in sin, but that's not God's will. And because the majority want to do something, doesn't make it right.
Amen.
God is looking at this. He's looking at this world, and he's looking at this society, and men are going to have to do what God says, or as Romans chapter 1, God said in his word, the wrath of God is on us.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. I'll turn it over to Brother Johnson or Brother Parker.
Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir. Brethren, God's word, as I said the last time I spoke, is not going to change. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, he said, I'm the Lord God, I change not. God's word will stand if the whole world go to hell.
Amen.
It's going to stand no matter what we say or how we feel.
Yes, sir.
I agree with both of you, brethren, but you're telling it like it is. And that's the way I love to hear it, just the way it is.
Amen.
If it hurts me, I need to get it right.
Amen.
If it hurts you, you need to get it right.
Yeah,
you see,
right.
The Bible tells me, I listen to what Paul says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. He said, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boastful, proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. False accusers, incontentment, piracy, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and live in captivity of silly women. And with sin, led away with divers lusts. Forever learning and never able come to the knowledge of the truth. We got folks today don't want to come to the knowledge of the truth.
They
done got bogged down in sin. But us brethren that's supposed to be strong in the faith going to have to call it what it is. Sin. S-I-N. Sin. No mistake. God never made a mistake when he created this world and when he created man with the last creature on earth. He made male and female, and that's what it ought to be, and it's going to be God's way or no way. You see, when we don't want to do it God's way, we already saying we want to go to hell. We're
Amen.
Signing our
Amen.
Death certificate for hell because we know
Amen.
Better. God gave us a book to go by. And if we do not go by the book, then there ain't no other book to go by.
Amen.
And Satan
Amen.
And all his angels are headed for hell, and all that follow Satan is going to hell too.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
These men done got away from the book. Everything
yeah.
is okay now. It doesn't matter what you do or what you say. But let me
yeah.
tell you something. I stopped by to tell you something. Sin is what's ruining our country.
Amen.
Yes.
It is ruining our country, brethren.
Yes, sir.
Radio land Ooh. All over the world, sin has done ruined this nation.
Yes, sir.
I don't
yeah.
care who you elect. If the man is not a God-fearing man that has not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, he ain't even got no business being in the White House. You see,
All
I
right.
get up there and I got a lot of money and flashing a lot of dollars. Don't make me right.
Amen.
What makes
Amen.
Me right when I obey God's will and follow God's plan to do what God wants me to do?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You see, what happened is men think that money is everything.
Yeah.
But money only pays
Amen.
Your bills and your rent. But it can't buy heaven.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
It can't buy heaven according to James chapter 1.
Amen.
You see, James chapter 1, verses 5 through 17, tells me it can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So man's going to have to obey God and do his will or he's going to hell.
Amen.
I don't care how old you get or how young you may claim to be, if you have accountability and have not obeyed God's will, you will never see God's face in peace.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is not accepting sinners in his kingdom without being obedient to the gospel.
That's
see,
right.
You
Amen.
Got to obey the will of God to enter in. If
not
men
yet.
Choose not to obey God, they're going to be lost for eternity.
Amen.
God done said what he meant and meant what he said.
Amen.
Brethren,
yeah.
I want to encourage you. And I'm talking to Radio Land, all the brethren of the Radio Land.
Yes,
preach
yes.
the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Mark the 16th chapter, verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that
yes,
believeth
yes.
and is baptized shall be saved. Men don't want to obey because of their stubbornness. Well, God
yes,
is
amen.
Not going to save you in sin unless you do his
amen.
Will. So if you don't do his will, you are setting yourself up to go to heaven, to hell.
Amen.
Because, see, hell is a prepared place for prepared people that want to go there.
Yes,
God
yes,
ain't going to
yes,
send
yes.
you nowhere. You're going to send yes. yourself there because you
yes.
choose not to do his will.
Amen.
Amen.
God looks at us every day. You know, every time we wake up, we got to make a choice. I'm talking to
mm-hmm.
the Church of Christ.
Yes,
we got to make a choice, brethren, every day.
Amen.
To serve our master. See, when we put on baptism, we choose to serve our master. Jesus Christ is the master of all
yes,
that have
yes.
obeyed his will and follow his instructions. If we are not going to follow his instructions, I advise you to put that Bible down and leave it alone because it's going
yes.
to condemn you for what you are.
Yes.
You see, the Bible
Amen.
Tells me that I got to come to Jesus. Jesus ain't got to come to me.
Amen.
In John chapter 3 and verse 21, I got to come to him
yes.
if I want to be saved. I got to be born again of water and of the Spirit, like he said.
Amen.
John chapter
Amen.
3, 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
Amen.
Told all of those people on the day of Pentecost what to do from the Holy Spirit, and God did not erase that, and God didn't have to correct Peter on that, because Peter preached what God told him.
Amen.
And every gospel preacher is to preach the same identical message.
Yes, sir.
We're not
yes,
to
sir.
Preach something different. I'm not to preach something different than what you preach, Brother William, and what you
Amen.
Preach, Brother Parker, and
yes.
Brother Parker the
yes.
fourth, and Brother Brown, and Brother Robin, and all the preachers of the gospel need to think what they're doing. Let's stand
yes.
up for Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We are living in a world we're living in a modernism world. I don't care what we're living in. This Bible
Amen.
Is still on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Men are laying down, but the Bible is still here.
Yes.
Amen.
Men are dying, but the Bible is still here. And
mm-hmm.
Matthew 24:35, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. It's also found
yes.
in Isaiah 40:8.
That's right.
He said, well, the grass withered
Amen.
And the flower faded,
yes.
but the word of God endureth forever.
Stand
Amen.
It is a sad situation that men trying to get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But you
Amen.
Cannot escape the judgment of God. Because God is judging you while you're walking on the planet Earth.
Yes,
He's looking at you every day, writing a book on your life. Revelation
Amen.
Chapter 20:10-15. He's looking at the false teacher, the
Amen.
False brethren,
yes.
and all that who are participating in the wrong thing.
I shall not want.
Like Barack Obama and any other president of the
Amen.
United States that never obeyed the gospel is going to hell anyway. So
Amen.
What we got to do is teach them as well, because they lost too.
Yes.
You see, we had all of these so-called rich leaders got all
yeah.
the money of the world, but don't
mm-hmm.
have Jesus Christ.
No Christ.
Amen.
They don't know Jesus Christ. Anybody
mm-hmm.
can say the word. You can take a 5-year-old child and say Jesus Christ to him, and he'll repeat what
yes.
you say. But do you know him? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1
right.
and verse 8 and 9, he said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, were punished with
yes.
everlasting destruction from the
yes.
presence and the glory of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we better wake up.
Yeah.
You don't know Jesus, Jesus don't know you. Jesus
mm-hmm.
said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many
Amen.
Will say,
yeah.
I have prophesied, cast out devil, did many wonderful works. Jesus is going to profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Yes.
Matthew 7:21-23. Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Luke 6:46.
Amen.
See, we call him Lord, but we're not doing what he say. The world is headed for hell. Straight up.
Amen.
It's already lost. It's just a few
yes.
saints that's keeping it going by the grace of God.
Amen.
God's
Amen.
Got a few faithful saints still walking around here trying to reach the lost if they want to be saved.
Amen.
We must preach the gospel to a lost and dying, perishing generation.
That's right.
I don't worry about what man think about. All I'm worried about is what Christ said to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, Christ said, go preach and go teach.
Yes.
He said, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. Jesus
yes.
said
Amen.
That.
Amen.
He didn't
Amen.
Tell me to go lay hands on anybody. He didn't tell me to go
Amen.
Heal the sick. He didn't tell me to go raise the dead from the graveyard, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You see
Amen.
What I'm talking about? He said, preach
yep.
the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
That's what he said to do.
Yes.
See, when we preach the gospel to every creature, they already being raised from the dead. What dead? The spiritual dead.
Yes,
huh?
Sir. Yes,
sir.
Yes. Yes, sir.
The Bible
Amen.
Tells me in Romans, the 6th chapter,
Amen.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, for so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death, like as Christ was raised from the dead, we should also just walk in the newness of life. Romans
right.
6,
Amen.
1 through 5. We got folks today trying to raise folks in caskets and all of this, committing all kind of sins. Committing adultery, fornication, don't want to get married. I don't want to marry her. I just want to live with her for 6 months, and then I got all the babies in the world. But God forbid it. God said marriage. Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 18 through 25, God produced the first marriage.
Amen.
He produced
right.
it, and he carried that from this day forward all the way over to Matthew, the 19th chapter, and verses 1 through 9. Also in Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Huh? Jesus instituted it. And then the Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23, he said the husband is the head of the wife. He didn't say nothing about a girlfriend. He said the husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body. Huh?
That's right. Amen.
Do you see what we're talking about? He said he is the head. Christ is the head of the church, not Baptist, not Catholic, not Jehovah's Witness, not Seventh-day Adventist, not Presbyterian. Christ is the head of the church.
He's the head.
Amen. Colossians 1 and verse number 18. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 through 23.
23. Amen.
Christ is the head. When did we get to be the head? We don't even have a church. None of the apostles and prophets never had a church.
Amen.
But every man on earth got his own church and everything going on up in those buildings. They're doing all kind of wickedness up in there. Mayor tell you, this is my church. What happened is men in the Lord's church borrowed that from the denominational world. They didn't get that from Jesus Christ.
Amen. You haven't learned Christ. No.
See, Christ built his church by purchasing it with his own blood. Acts 20 and 28. He said, take heed therefore which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Huh?
Amen.
He didn't tell you to go build nothing. He told us, as he told the apostles, go preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's it,
every generation. When we die and go on about our business, the next generation should be doing the same thing. But you know what? Men ain't teaching generations of men no more. They let men go to these seminars and these preacher school, and they come out worse than what they were before they went in there. Because they don't know nothing about the Bible. What does God say? What does God authorize?
Amen.
You see, God is the author of the book.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You see, God said in Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. The word is settled in heaven. What are we trying to do? You can't get away with sin. Just ask King David in 2 Samuel chapter 12, beginning at verse 1 and following.
Amen.
Samuel, David couldn't get away with it because he had the man's wife killed. Then he turned around. And after he had that
man,
he committed adultery. He didn't get away with it. Do you think we're going to get away with it? No. The answer is no. N-O. God looking at us. We may think, the world is falling flat on its face. Oh, no. God already told us in his word, he said, when he said, I will build my church up on this rock, I will build my church in the gates of hell. All the devils in hell cannot destroy the church of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he God got somebody out there going to stand up for the truth. And I'm going to stand on God's word, Brother William, Brother Parker, Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Brown, Brother Robin, and all you preachers on the radio land, stand on the word. Don't worry about what folks saying. See, we get too worried about what folks saying. Preach the word. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, I mean chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, he said, I charge you therefore, preach the word.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Rebuke, exalt, with all long suffering and doctrine. Time will come and they will not endure sound doctrine, but have it in their ear. Brethren, we got to keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
No matter what men think, no matter what men feel, no matter how men think, we to preach the word. Preach the word.
Yes,
preach the word. Preach the word. Keep on preaching. Don't worry about what folks think. See,
Amen.
That's our problem. We worry about what my next door neighbor, my brother going to say, my friends going to say. I care less about what my friends say. Because I ain't got no friend. Only friend I got is Jesus. King Jesus is my friend and my Savior.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The only one I rely on. Because man will let you down in the end if you don't be careful. Be careful who you're serving.
Yes,
you see,
sir.
If you're going to serve God, you
sure.
know what the task is. The
mm-hmm.
task is
yeah.
to tell us to be faithful unto death. Revelation
Amen.
Chapter 2 and verse 10.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The Bible tells me in Revelation 14 and verse 13, be ye faithful. He's God is one going to give you the reward.
Yes,
you
yes,
got to die in the Lord.
Amen.
Any
Amen.
Man that die on the outside of the Lord, he already going to hell. Ain't no hope for him.
Amen.
You got to be in Christ to go to heaven.
Yes, sir.
The Bible
Amen.
Tells us all throughout the Bible, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. Blessed be the
yeah.
God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
Not in man, not in nobody. Man can give you $1 million, it won't get you to heaven. Man
Amen.
Can give you $1 billion, and it won't get you to heaven. Only one
that's
will get you to heaven is Jesus Christ and his blood that he shed for the world.
That's
now,
good.
If you
want
to go to heaven, you better pick up the cross and follow Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Pick
Amen.
Up the book and follow Christ. And keep getting up. Don't worry about what this world, because this world is perishing, my brethren.
Amen.
It's perishing
Amen.
Day
Amen.
By day. Men
yes,
are
sir.
Leaving here. Young folks, middle-aged folks, older folks are leaving here, and they're not
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
We must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible tells us, you hear the word of God, you believe the word of God, you repent of your sin, you confess Christ as the Son of God, and you are buried with him in baptism. That's how it's set up. And then the Lord adds you to the church. No man joined the church of Christ. He is
That's
added
right.
to the church.
Amen.
Don't let nobody come along and tell you, well, you can join the church of Christ. No man can join the church of Christ. If
Amen.
The Lord
Amen.
Don't add you to the church of Christ, you will never become a member of the church of Christ. You
Amen.
Gotta go through 5 steps. Hearing it, believing it, repenting your sin, confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and be buried with him in baptism. That's
Amen.
How you become a member of the Church of Christ and a Christian.
Yes,
not
Amen.
A Baptist. A Christian. I'm a Christian, Brother
yes.
William.
Yes.
I'm a Christian, Brother Parker, the,
yes,
the third yes. and the fourth, Brother Brown, and all of you that's listening on the radio. I am a Christian, capital C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. A
yes.
Christian. What are you? Huh?
A Christian only.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
nothing else but a Christian.
Praise
the
Lord.
Now,
Praise
anybody God. Got any questions? We ready to shoot down with the question. If you ready, let's bring it on.
Okay, if we got a question, Brother Brown, a question to anybody online, just press button 1. If you got something to say, you may not have a question. Just let us know what you're thinking about. Brother Brown, anybody on?
No
question. Okay.
All
anybody
right.
Want to say anything? Anybody want to talk? All right, if we got anything tonight, brother, it sounds like we might have some listeners, if nothing more. But, you know, our time is well spent. We have preached the truth. We have told the truth. It hurts. When you don't want to obey the truth, truth hurts. I learned that young. My mother used to tell us that. The truth hurts when you don't want to do it. When you don't want to obey it, it's going to hurt. And my mother put the fear of God in us early in life. We were punished for our evil doing. We didn't get away with it. She told us you can't get away with God.
No.
Brother Johnson is telling the truth. You can't get away with God. You can't get by. You can't escape. And you know you're wrong. The wrath of God is already known. And even those who are doing evil, they know what's going to happen. They're not ignorant.
Okay, got a question coming in.
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second. Question, Brother Brown.
Yeah, I got a question. I had somebody ask me about Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, when it said, "Let us." They want to know who was the us. Who was they referring to when he said, "Let us"?
All right. Brother, I'll answer that for the young man. God is referring to himself, and he's referring to himself in all of his revealed persons. God has revealed himself in the person of Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in the person of the Son, Jesus Christ, in the person of the Father. God in his completeness, in his perfect unity, is speaking there. It is the full sense of the characteristic or the persons of God. He said, "Let us make man." He's speaking to himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is God. They are speaking among themselves. Somebody said, "Well, you know, how can you speak to yourself?" Every one of us speak to ourselves. It's called thinking before you act. You have to speak to yourself. God's mind is God's mind. The only person that knows God's mind is God. The only part of God's mind that we can know is what he has revealed to us. That's what the Bible is. The Bible is a revelation of the mind of God. But God has three characteristic personalities of his being, and that those are the manifest personalities, and that is the Word, the Spirit, and the Father. Those are the personalities of God. So God is speaking to himself, and in his perfect unity, he's saying, "We will create man." That also indicates that Jesus Christ was with God in the beginning. We have a Jehovah's Witness doctrine that Jesus is a created God. He didn't show up until Mary got pregnant. That's not true. Jesus is the God of the Old Testament. He is the Lord God of the Old Testament.
Amen.
He said in John chapter 8 and verse 58, "Before Abraham was, I am." When he met Moses some 20 generations after Abraham, he talked to Moses. He says, "You tell the children of Israel that I am, and I am sent you." Jesus said he is that great I am.
And
he is the God that created us. Yes, sir.
And what Brother Williams is also teaching is what they talk in theology when you study it. They call it Trinitarian doctrine. Why Trinitarian? That means three. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we can see it in the creation at the beginning. God the Father has never left his throne. The Father has never left his throne. The Son came down to the earth, and he is the Word. Jesus is the Word. He spoke.
He said,
"Let there be light." And the Bible said, "And there was light." So the Father, he's above all, in all, and through all. The Son is the Word, and the Holy Spirit is the action. creation part. It's a Trinitarian doctrinal teaching in this Bible that there are three, but they are one in unity, in action, and in thought. They never have been against each other. And see, that's something we got to understand. When we become one in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters, listen. We're one in Christ Jesus. We respect the truth. We praise the truth. And we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And when he said, let us make man, he was saying that let us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian doctrine, let us make man. And I thought even just like he created this, Jesus was standing there and said, let there be light. And there was like the Holy Spirit. Now, here's something important now, and I wanted to say something about that. Us ministers, we got to preach now. Christians got to live the light. You know what's going to happen? When we start doing God's will the right way and living the right life, you're going to see some of this hellacious stuff be embarrassed and brought out first and hurt and maybe destroyed, some of this stuff. You can't fool with God's people. The Holy Ghost is with us. He's the action part of the Godhead. And when you preach the word, that's why Paul said, that's powerful, preach the word. Go ahead, dog, and just preach it, whether they like it or whether they don't like it. Why? Because you have the power of the Holy Ghost with you. And if you're living right and doing, and if you preach up in there holding and going on up in the church and stealing the candle, you may just sit your rump on the stump. Holy Ghost not with you. You got to start living right, doing right, preaching sound doctrine. And the Holy Ghost going to get in action against this country, period, right now. Because our leadership, Isaiah 9:16, for it is the leaders of this people that do cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. We refuse to be led by this Obama administration, our government, the Senate, the Congress, and all the leadership has already embraced hell itself.
Mm-hmm.
So let us keep that word and keep preaching and teaching and setting an example of it, and you're going to see the Holy Ghost moving on all this wickedness, because God's going to take care of his own people. Some will die, but, I mean, it's a glorious thing if you're living right.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to die for Christ died for you. Now
die
you
in the Lord.
There you go. There you go. You got something to say? That? Come on, Doctor. I'm going to preach again. It's getting close to close out. Yes, sir. The question I was asked, did we answer your question? Brother Brown, did we answer the question?
Yes.
It was answered. Any other questions or any other comments? But Ron, they're off now. Everybody's content. That's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm good, Brother Park.
Oh, okay, good. God bless you, man. And keep on doing the right thing. Keep calling in on us, okay? We appreciate it.
Okay.
Now we're gonna ask for a closing prayer. Would you, Brother Brown, give us a closing prayer tonight? Brother Vernon? Hello? Brother William, Brother Johnson, either one of y'all give us a closing prayer.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Brother Johnson. Let's close it out.
Our Father and our God, we're so grateful
yes.
for the radio program. We pray that it will be successful, Father. We pray that
yes.
you will bless the ministers that are standing on your word, Father. That we know that the word is true, regardless of what other people may say. We're going to stand,
Amen.
And we're going to stand and stand until the end, Father.
Amen.
We pray, Father, that you will bless these brethren that have stood tonight so boldly and proclaimed the liberty of truth and nothing but
yes,
the truth.
Man.
Help us to be faithful
yes.
to your word, Father.
Yes.
Help us to
yes.
love your word. Help us to stand against sin, Father. Help us
yes.
to be true. To your word. When we have quit the walks
yes.
of life down here, Father, we hoping and praying that we will have a place in your eternal heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good night, brethren. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And let's continue to praise God and preach that word.
Yes, amen. And here we praise the Lord, say the same, all right?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.